All right, here back at it on Monday, January 11th, 2021. A 1 hour show with Winfrey, located in Sedona, Arizona, under the title A Wild Card. As we usually do not know what's going to happen. Before the show starts, before Win comes on board. We are early on the air. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Los Molinos, California. And I welcome you all. Right after this show, we start our daily Whole Planet Healing gathering, which is per conference call. We do this 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. The phone number to call in is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. And you can find the information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. The first caller joined in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
It's the second caller.
You're the second caller. Then I got to be the first one. Oh, no, BBS is the second one, the first one.
Who are you just giving the number to?
We are live on BBS Radio.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm BBS.
Yeah. Did you get my text?
Yes, I did. We don't usually start the call officially till about 5 minutes after, 5 to 10 minutes after. And we have this period where everybody checks in, says hello to each other. And if you're a regular listener on BBS, you would know that this is kind of our calls are kind of seat of the pants. And and Mondays are kind of unique. We call them a wild card night. And we may have a guest, we may have a group discussion, or we may do a replay. Our replays are kind of awesome. And then Wednesday, we have a call at 6 p.m. where people submit questions, which we ask to our sources. And that can be a pretty awesome call. Would you like to say your name and your number?
Kitty.
Not my number, but I'll give you my name. My name's Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
So I'm just talking to BBS, the people on BBS, and then on, you know, this all originated because almost 20 years ago. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. This is Joni, St. Louis.
Hi, Joni.
Hey, Joni.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Joni, thank you. Thanks for your emails.
Oh, I'm sure you're getting inundated by everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But welcome. It's good because I might get something from someone that someone else missed that's important. You know?
Yeah.
Are you listening to Simon Parks? I can't remember.
Just recently.
he seems as of today to have the most inside information. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
I've been listening to him, and you know, Terry's been sending out some to some of us, you know, CJ and me and a few other people. So I started listening to him about a week and a half ago. And yeah, but you know, I was kind of concerned because about 10 years ago or so, I thought some of the stuff that he said was being discredited. And I got so busy with other emails, I didn't follow through. So I don't know. I see that he's really, you know, being listened to a lot. And it's something in the back of my mind. This was like 10 years ago.
We had someone else running in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. And the next caller, we welcome you. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, isn't everybody? It's Cecil in Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Terry. Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi.
Anyone else? Feel free to say your name and location. We welcome you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Cecil. Hi, anybody else?
Quiet night.
Yeah, there's a few of them on there.
Is that Joni?
Yes, yeah. Don. How are you?
Hi, Joni.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Watching Ohio State. Ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Wanda. How
are you doing, Wanda?
How are you feeling?
Wanda, I feel fine.
And welcome to the next caller. Feel free to say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
You know, I watched, do you ever go to, what is that, Tom Fitton's emails regarding the research that all the attorneys have done on the politicians? There was an interview of General Flynn. Excellent
interview. I don't recall them.
I just watched a good part of it today, this morning early. I haven't sent it out, but it is really worth listening to because he spills the beans on the FBI and everything.
Two more people joining in. Welcome. Please say names and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Jane. Listening on the recording. We're just.
And who else? Feel free to say your name and location.
Terry in Nevada.
Welcome, Terry.
And hi, Terry. A lot of intention.
Hi, everybody.
Clear things. And
sound like we got Wim talking in the background.
Yeah.
Carla can share some of the things that she went through and it started for her.
Good evening, Roger. We see him location.
It's in stereo.
Roger, Boston.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah, there was another one.
Now we got them all.
Okay.
Oh, the name of his USA Watchdog. No, not USA Watchdog.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting daffy in my old age.
Is Terry on the line? I don't think so, huh?
Yes, she is.
She is? Terry?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have two Terrys.
Oh, yes, I see her. I see her.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hello, Terry and Terry.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hi, Terry.
I already said hi to Terry. I'm saying hi to Terry.
Hi. It's Terry.
Terry Carey.
Hi.
Oh, we woke her up.
The mute button was hiding.
Did you hear us talking about you?
Yeah. I've been out of love for you.
You're too easy. You're too busy eating dinner, right?
Right. But my hands are all gummed up.
You know what a fork
did
is?
Did you like that soup?
I didn't use the soup yet.
I see.
Are you eating your soup with your hands?
No. I'm eating the sandwich with my hands.
We're going to have an auction for one of the plastic forks that Terry uses to eat.
And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi. Hey, Wynn, this is Terry in Nevada. Have you heard my songs yet?
Now, whoever said that, you sound like you got marbles in your mouth.
Sorry.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location. Of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Terry in Nevada, go say it again.
I just asked Wynn if you heard my songs yet.
Did you hear that, Wynn?
Terry?
Yes?
You know, sometimes I can't take the time to go to the bathroom.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
You could listen to the songs while you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I do, it's on my bucket list, and I will do it. And I'm sure I'll really like them.
I hope so. Anybody else is interested? They're on YouTube for free. You can listen.
If I look up Terry Marie, it'll come up.
Oh, you got to have the title, One Love, One Light, T. Marie.
Do those people still live next to you that we met when we were there?
Yes, but they're not here for a while now. They're in Florida. So I'm holding down the fort.
And didn't you have a dog?
I did, but it's been gone since 2013. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Heartbreaker.
Years ago, Daphne and I were driving through Boulder City.
And I remember you said that.
Did I say that before?
You said you lived here for a while, right?
We did, but I don't think we lived there at the time.
No.
No, we were just driving through, right?
Right. You were.
I don't. You know what? I'm lucky I remember as much as I do.
Well, I've got a pretty simple life, so I remember a lot.
Yeah.
Now joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's Lauren from Porch, Washington.
Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
So, Terry and Marie, what city are you in?
Boulder City, Nevada.
Boulder. Oh, okay.
Boulder.
It's right near. It's near Las Vegas, and it's near. Boulder Dam.
Right. It's attached to Vegas, right? Isn't it?
It's what?
about 20 miles from Vegas.
25, yeah.
The outskirts, yeah. It's the only town in Nevada, I believe, that doesn't have gambling. Am I right?
Right.
The only town that doesn't have what?
Gambling.
Oh, gambling.
Oh, gambling. Okay.
And it's run by a bunch of Mormons, as I recall.
Well, it was, but it's made some changes.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, I'm Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Shirley.
Shirley. Shirley.
We have someone else in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Terry back again.
Welcome back, Terry.
Okay.
Shirley, are you watching the game?
No.
All right. Then I'm going to turn things off. I welcome all those folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay. You can start the recording.
All right. Things are off. Ready, Win?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I'm going to...
Muted.
January 11th.
The recording has started.
This is January 11th, 2021. Win and Terry in Sedona. Hives in... What's the name of that city? Never mind. And everybody everywhere.
Los Molinos,
right. This is our Monday night wild card night. And I chose a replay tonight, which was one of the early times that Carla Ruckert was my guest. And we haven't heard from her for a long time. I mean, even on a replay. Of course, she died, but we had gotten really close. And maybe just for those of you who aren't aware, which is probably no one on this line right now, but Carla was the person that channeled the Ra Law of One sessions in the early 1980s, which has become one of the classic pieces of channeled material on the planet. And for 3 years, she was communicating with the group soul Ra, or identified as such. And she had a partner that was asking really, really deep questions. And I learned about her because David Wilcock believed he was channeling the same Ra. Edgar Casey didn't know who he was channeling, but by implication, it would have been Ra. And of course, at a certain point, Ra and the Elohim joined forces and started talking to us, or continued talking to us through Terry. And of course, these are the two major group oversouls for our planet. The Elohim is at the beginning of creation, and the Ra group is down a few notches. They are made up of graduates, people who have gone through physical incarnations and ended up on the other side, teaming up to say, we're going to help those guys that are still going through reincarnational cycles. And so we are honored to have them be part of the team that's communicating with us. And in certain ways, certain areas, the Ra group has wisdoms that the Elohim doesn't have. Because the Elohim's knowledge of this realm is vicarious. The Ra group had physical embodiments in this realm at a certain point. And so they have the experience of what it takes to get off the wheel of reincarnation. So on that note, let me start this.
Carla, do you want me to give an intro to you, or would you like to tell people about yourself?
Yes.
Be my guest? Okay. So Carla was interested in channeling, and she met this person named Don Elkins, who was a PhD, and I believe he was a professor at a university, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was fascinated.
It was silent meditation.
Yeah. It started out with silent meditation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And somehow or another, in these silent meditations, people suddenly had voices in their heads. And PhD Professor Don, I guess, got pretty fascinated with it. And so there were these communications taking place between discarnate entities and some fairly high beings. But as far as I can tell, they were individuated beings. So Don would ask questions. Carla, I don't think she usually went into a trance. She was semi-conscious. Well,
right.
These voices were coming through her. And then at one point, Don asked a very deep question. And the way I understand it, Carla went out. She just went into a trance, lost consciousness with the physical. And this voice came through Carla that identified itself. I am Ra. And for the next 3.5 years or so, Don Elkins would be interviewing Ra, asking questions. Who are you? Where do you come from? How do things work? And Don was very smart, and he was getting a huge, amazing information that has never, ever, ever in the history of mankind been delivered into this realm about how things work. And her stuff is deep, particularly her Ra material. It's like not fast reading. I looked up on Amazon here, and there's a book called, she has 4 books out. One of them, her first book, was called The Ra Material. And I hate the title because I think the publisher came up with it. And An Ancient Astronaut Speaks. And I don't think Ra is really an ancient astronaut. Ra is a group soul, social memory complex. Those of you that have been listening to me talk know that I've described it. It's a group soul that has gone through thousands of lifetimes, maybe millions of years of evolution, graduated this realm, continued to evolve in other realms, and at a certain point came together, and it's very hard to understand this in your mind, so I don't think you can. I don't think I can. You can only get their words and try to put it together intuitively, but they came together in another dimension, in a higher dimension, and they act as a helper and a guide for planets at lower levels of evolution. And historically, they have been responsible for many positive events in the history And they're not always called Ra. They don't care what they're called, but they've talked to other people in history. And in the Ruckert material, in Carla's material, there was indications that they were talking to a former lifetime of David Wilcock Edgar Cayce in Egypt, 10,000 B.C. And they told the story a little bit of, in Carla's material, of that lifetime. So I wanted to read to you a testimonial that's on Amazon. Out there, some good and some not so good. I think it is important to use discernment when reading channeled material, just as it is important to use discernment when reading anything or when listening to a preacher talk. Ultimately, the truth is inside of us.
What if someone said,
wait a second. Okay. That must have been a leak through from BBS. Ultimately, the truth is inside of us, but we don't know it. So it helps to have it confirmed by outside sources. Sometimes we've come across something that has that ring of truth in it, and we know it is appropriate for us at that point of time in our lives. Not necessarily appropriate for everyone at all times, or even for ourselves at all times, but appropriate in the now for where we are right now. Thus, I have encountered many books and other sources of info that have all had varying degrees of what I consider truth, but no one of them being the truth, because I have long ago dismissed the Bible as the truth, but consider it to have some truth in it, while most of it has been distorted. The Law of One books are the closest I have found to being the truth. Many of the channeled works out there are cheesy, or they come across as too authoritative, at such and such, and this year will happen, and that's the way it is. Ra, on the other hand, does not claim to be an authority. Rather, this entity repeatedly tells us to please use discernment and accept only that which resonates with truth within ourselves, then proceed to give into that totality that rocks your socks off. This stuff is deep, very deep. I have never read anything else, channeled or not, that even comes close to such high caliber. It is just completely obvious to me that the info is coming from a higher being, because there's no way anyone could have made this up. Okay, maybe someone could have, but this info came through a woman in a trance, and she didn't even know what she was saying until she woke up. Even very specific details are consistent throughout the text, over the course of several years of channeling. And the material describes a cosmology that was way ahead of its time. Certain aspects of quantum physics, for example, described in the book, had not yet been discovered. So no one could have made this up. When you read the material, you get a very strong sense of higher knowledge. It's just really obvious that this is not coming from a human source, the way most channeled material seems to be. I had a lot of aha moments while reading it. In fact, pretty much every sentence. But my purpose is not to try to convince you. Before the skeptics start, let me say, I'm not trying to prove that this channeled work is authentic. If you are searching for absolute proof, then clearly this book or any channeled work is not for you. Better to stay in an organized religion and do as they tell you. However, if you are a serious seeker, who is not afraid to think for yourself, then I highly recommend you give these books a try. Prepare to have your mind open. If you're still with me, then maybe you'd like to know what the books are about. Okay, for starters, the nature of life, the universe, how the pyramids were built, who the aliens are, the chakras, other dimensions, the important elements of a spiritual path, the nature of sexuality, and lots of other interesting topics. But that is not what makes the book stand out. Other books have tried to address these topics as well. What makes the Law of One stand out is the explanation of good versus evil. If you find the idea of a good God being in constant war with the evil...
Well,
but you can barely hear it, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
yeah, with my phone on max volume, it's okay, but it's pretty low.
Okay, well, it's a good call, and I'll let it continue. I just wanted to make sure, as long as you can hear it.
But DBS can't hear it, I don't think.
Well, they should be able to turn the volume up.
DBS
can't hear it?
No, we can. You guys are live.
Hard to hear it all.
All right. Is Don on the line or Doug?
He was on the line a minute ago, and he said that he's going to turn us back on.
Okay. Don, if you can turn the volume up, it would be great. Okay?
Yeah, your volume is up.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me continue. Here we go.
But we can't
really
hear you now.
It's
can't
really
understand
very
it.
Yeah, it can barely understand it.
All right. I'll tell you what. I had all prepared that one, and we'll just take potluck. I'll put something else on and hope it's better and just start it somewhere in the middle. Hang on.
This is July 30th, and this is Winfrey, and this is our Monday night conference internet simulcast on BBS Radio. And we have a bunch of people on.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to start it in the middle because I don't even know what I'm talking about on this one, so let's see what happens.
A conference line and a bunch of people listening over. If you're hanging in with this, I would say the chances are very high that you're one of those souls. And now you're going to say, you know.
Wind, Daphne, I just did a little math. Right now, the planet has about 7 billion people on it. And if you just do it roughly, if you're wondering how many people are wandering, basically 1 in 100 people, according to raw material.
1 in 100.
Too hard to hear.
1 in 100.
So yeah, this is too hard to hear. When?
Now, I would say from the time Carla Rucker said there were 65 million wanderers.
This one is still hard to hear?
There's a lot more than that, but we've never asked.
It's very hard to hear.
Because that was in 1980, and there were all these indigo crystal kids coming in, which certainly would classify it as wanderers, right?
Okay. You know, people haven't complained previously. When I did
No, it's been louder.
I'll try another one. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Winfrey. Hi, Jeffrey. Can you turn those tones off, Hayes?
I did it.
You did. Thank you. And this is our Monday night conference call. And
that sounds better, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
5 minutes. Many of you could hold that silent space for quite some time without getting restless, without thinking, when is he going to start again? And as time stops, we start getting access to other realms. You know, if you live with someone, try that. Try it with them. Say, let's just, we use that calling in of the light as a physical way to just say, let's gather in the space of higher energies and try calling in the light with someone. Or if that feels uncomfortable, say, let's be silent together and feel the energy. Shut your eyes and send unconscious love to that person. And when you start doing that, you start tuning in to unconditional love. It starts to radiate. I would guess that many of you listening right now are feeling unconditional love. And, you know, this is my learning. It blows my mind that we can be on the internet, we can be reaching people all over the world, and I'm sitting here, and I don't feel special. I really don't. I mean, I acknowledge what I'm doing, and I see this is a rare thing to do, and yet I'm sitting here, and we're connecting our loving energies with each other. And as you learn to do that here, you'll learn to do it elsewhere. You'll learn to do it when you go out, when you sit in a restaurant. You'll learn that there's the silence everywhere. And you can walk in the silence and radiate out from the silence. And you are now in the experience of unconditional love. No conditions. No conditions. Just present. You don't have to wear your heart on your sleeve. You don't have to be nice. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be nice. You should be nice when it's appropriate. It's not always appropriate to be nice because people take advantage of you. But you don't have to be nice to radiate unconditional love. You can go and experiment and sit down on a park bench and say, okay, I want to bless this spot. I would like to radiate unconditional love here. I ask the higher sources to work through me and help me, and I'm going to rebroadcast that energy into the space. Now, try saying that and seeing if something shifts inside of you. See if it shifts. You know, we recently tried something new, and whenever I try something new, I say it's an experiment. And believe me, I resist these experiments. I say, what if this doesn't work? Everyone's going to say it doesn't work. But so many people that are coming into our calls are having issues. They're sick. They're going broke. Their mortgages are up, and they email me, and they think I can fix it for them. And I can't. I'm just human like you. But what fixes this is the group energy of support. So I started a healing list, and I figured out how to do this so it's automated. So that's one of the things that is a problem, is we're doing so much stuff for free, and every time I do something, it takes a certain amount of maintenance. And I've run out of my maintenance time, and thank God I would have run out of it a long time ago if I didn't have probably 10 people who are volunteering right now, who are doing some of the maintenance aspects of things. Everything from transcribing to helping to send the emails out to answering people who didn't get the book, the Creator God book, when they somehow they didn't download it properly, they lost the link. And, I mean, all these people are working for free. And this has to, if this is going to reach a lot of people, it has to create enough foundation so that it can support itself. And that I'm not, you know, people are working in the evenings, they have jobs, a couple of people are lucky enough to have independent incomes, and somehow we have brought it by the seat of our pants to the point we're at now. And quite frankly, when I had that moment to be on George Norrie, when they asked me, you know, exactly what happened was, I had been calling them for 10 years. Ever since my book came out. And I was on one time when the book came out, one time to talk about the book. And I never talked about my own experience, and David Wilcock was on with me. It's probably somewhere on some archive on Coast to Coast. And then I happened to call the producer about 2.5 months ago, because I had just put up my website, and I had sent it to her, and I wanted to see if she had looked at the website, and she hadn't. But I said, please look at it. I think she looked at it while she was talking to me. And, you know, it was not easy to put up that website. It was like, I like being anonymous. And suddenly, I'm telling this story, and what are people going to think? Am I going to have a lot of religious people slamming me? And, you know, am I going to be broadcast on blogs everywhere? But I put it up anyway. I said, I got to do something and put this out. I called her. She looked at it. She talked to me for 2 hours. And she said, I think I'll put you on. I'll call you back. And then she said, okay, there's an hour tonight. Do you want to be on? And I almost said, no, I'm not ready. It was scary. But luckily, I didn't say no, and I did it. And, of course, a month later, I was on again for 3 hours. And all of you people who are on this, many of you people who are on this call are here because she said yes. And you're here because I called her on that day and that I talked to her and I was strong when I talked to her and that I had all this practice. I had practice sleeping in my car, going to expos, learning how to talk about this because I didn't know how to do it. And I had to train myself. I had to see how people would respond. And here we are. So I've been talking about unconditional love. And I hope you guys understand the difference. You know, there's something called tribal love. And tribal love is loving your family, loving your children, loving your religious group, loving a limited group. Going into that group and you feel a certain comfort in that group and you feel a sense of love in that group. And that is love and that is an open heart, but it is not unconditional love. Unconditional love is when you can walk into the world, no matter where you are, keep your heart open and everyone can feel it, or those that are meant to will feel it. I'll tell you a story. Last night, I went into the local Walgreens, and this beautiful blonde woman, older lady, very radiant, looked at me and said, I have to thank you. And I said, now, what is she going to thank me for? I didn't remember. And she said, I said, what is it? Well, she said, when you come check out, I'll tell you later. And she said, come in there a month ago, and I looked at her, and I said, I didn't even know who she was. She didn't know who I was. And she was like, she had the qualities of being an Elohim soul in this realm. I've learned to recognize those qualities. And I looked at her, and I said, you know, I think you're from another dimension. Did you ever think of that? And she looked at me, and beautiful love was pouring out of her. And she said, you know what? I did think of that. And I don't think she ever shared it with anyone. You know, people feel that way, and they don't talk about it. It sounds too crazy. So I told her, you should go to my website and look at my video and then read my book if it resonates. And so now I said, so what did I do? I had no memory of that. And she said, well, I went to your website. Remember, you were here last time. You told me to go to your website. I read your book. And then they visited me afterwards. They came into the room. I could feel their energy. And I said, oh. And I said, you got to start coming to our conference calls. But you see, that's an example of unconditional love. Not exactly. I felt the energy. I felt the love. And then I said something to ground it, and I was correct. Another really good story is years ago, I was living in Pomona, California, and it was about 30 miles from L.A., and I was going to the post office, and it was somewhere near Christmas time, and there was this down and out black fellow standing out in front of the post office asking for money. And I looked at him and I said, if you expect people to give you money, you got to be happier. And so I took a dollar out of my pocket. I said, listen, I'm giving you a lucky dollar. Put it in your back pocket. Don't spend it and use it to bring more money in. I went into the post office and I forgot all about it. Again, a month later, I'm going to the same post office and I don't even remember this incident. I mean, and the same guy was there, but I didn't recognize him. In fact, he looked better. He didn't look so down and out. He saw me walking into the post office and he ran up to me, scared me, and hugged me and said, I just want to thank you. You know, you gave me that dollar, remember? And I followed what you said, and that night I took in like $30, and I've been making money hand over fist ever since. Well, there's a lesson there. There's a lesson. I can't give you all a dollar, but I can give you a psychic dollar right now. Learn that principle. Go out and give somebody 50 cents. Send us a dollar. Give some money away totally freely with no attachment. Put all your love into it. And do it every day, a little bit. Even though you're low on money, see if you can't change your pattern around. You can't do it to change your pattern. You have to do it as an act of love. If you do it as an act of love, it starts to change your pattern. If you do it because you're going to say, God, show me, change my pattern, give me the money, won't work, okay? I mean, if you're going to send us $2, and I really appreciate all those people that send us $2, don't think in your mind, I'm going to send them $2, and all this great stuff is going to happen to me. I'm going to send it to him because I love what he does. And he comes on, and he cheers me up, and he's unrelenting, and I'm feeling uplifted, and I'm going to send love back to him in $2. And that's the way to do it. That's the way you change your patterns. You do things, random acts of kindness. There's that famous saying. And here I am talking. And Terry, are you there? Hello, unmute yourself, Terry. Hello, Terry.
I'm here, yes.
You're there. So now I've hogged all this time. And we can go a little over because there's no show coming on after me. Maybe, that's pretty complete. I did a pretty complete thing. It didn't leave anything hanging. But you feel you feel that there's something to offer from their side on this concept of unconditional love?
What? I found something on the internet that people can go look at that's pretty interesting. And it's connected with the heart chakra, and that when the heart chakra is open, then the people become balanced, and they're sincere and happy, and there's a strong connection to life, and they have a compassion and willingness to help, and they feel peaceful and balanced, and they feel loving. And the heart chakra is connected to the sound of F. F is in Frank, the musical note F. The heart chakra resonates with the musical note of F, and the colors of the heart chakra are green and alternately pink.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that, you know, there's this Indian idea. People all have heard the word mantra, that if you say a mantra, it gets you back to God. And so people say Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, or they say different words. You know, one of the things about sound is that different sounds resonate in your body, and if you want to open up the energies in a given area of your body, if you make a sound that resonates in that area, it helps to start open the energy. It doesn't have to do with anything woo-woo. I mean, it is, everything is woo-woo ultimately. If we're on this show, it's woo-woo. But the idea of using sound to open up an energy is something anyone can do. So what is one of the most famous sounds? Om. Om. Let's look at om. If you take om apart, forget about any religious significance or anything like that. Notice if you do om, it starts out om, it's down in your solar plexus. It goes om as it goes up. Om. And the om starts to vibrate towards the top of your head. So you have a sound that goes om. Om. And if people do that for long periods of time, even if they do it with another person, they start opening the energies up. You know, the whole Hare Krishna. Remember the guy who said everyone should sing Hare Krishna? Same principle. But you know what? There's no wisdom in that. You still need the wisdom to get the discernment to figure it out. But you can start learning how to move energy. You can do that sound. And when you're finished, you may find you've created some radiant energy in your heart.
There are some affirmations given here for the heart, and one of
Jerry, I got to stop you, okay? I know you're trying to help, but I don't think we should be reading other people's stuff on the Internet. At least let me go over it first, or send it to me, and I'll send it out in an email to everybody if it passes my test, okay? Because, you know, if we start that, then someone else will say this, and you know, it's not that I don't think it's good. I'm speaking right now from my experience. If you speak from your experience, in other words, if you had an affirmation and you used it, then you could tell it. But I'm talking about om because I've done that. But if you're just reading it off the Internet for the first time and you haven't used it, I don't trust sharing that with other people.
Well, it kind of went along with Monday night talking about worthiness, and like one of the affirmations is, I love who I am. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll tell you the truth. I have read affirmations, and I have never made them work for me. And they sound good, but I've never made them work. I've got a big praying mantis sitting here on my desk. Hi, guy. I wish I had a video. I'd zoom in on him. So, you know, unless I've made something work for myself, I prefer not to recommend it to other someone else. Does that make sense? You know,
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm afraid of underlying agendas and everything, and including me and you. So I'm really tough on all of this stuff. So in any case, all right, I think we're complete. We don't have to do a session. A channeling session on this.
There wasn't enough time.
Yeah, I mean, we could stay on for a long time, but I think I covered it fairly well, and I hope that helps some of you. And I do know om works, so I do know that. And if you're on our Sunday call, I did that guttural sound to get your third chakra open, and I know that works. And as long as people aren't thinking you're crazy, then you go someplace where you can put a pillow over you. But the bottom line is each of you is on a path. Each of you is on a trajectory. Each of you is on creating a future. And the future gets created by now. So everything you add to yourself in the now, right now, starts to change your future trajectory. And you know, every Sunday we do this incredible healing meditation. And, I mean, I got an email. See, I don't know what's going on. I'm sitting here in a little room, and I say these things. And then I get an email from someone that says how much they released. Thank you for the person that sent that. I forget his name. But he went through a releasing of his rage towards his father. And he started crying, and he let it go. Part of this whole process is letting go of the baggage you carry that is blocking you from letting something in. You can only fit something in that as you start emptying it.
And one of the things I can tell you is that we're afraid to empty stuff because what if nothing comes in? What if we're just left empty? Well, I'm telling you that it will work. It does work. As you start to empty yourself, new things do come in. And if you're aiming for higher things to come in, you get the energy that you're always looking for. But you have to apply yourself. You have to apply yourself. I don't think it's just going to happen by magic because the Elohim is there, or Wynn said so. It's got to be your personal experiment with yourself to change your track. And I would suggest that everyone listening to these calls and reading our materials has an unusual opportunity to advance their spiritual evolution. And that doesn't mean that we're the only one. It's probably one of the few things that's available for free on the internet that has such high sources attached to it. And if it works for you, it's great. And if it doesn't, then, you know, maybe you're one of those people that need to be in a room with a bunch of people and they need, you know, you need to go to weekend workshops and find what works for you. But you've discovered us, so try to make the best of it. And I'm going to say good night to everybody. And I wish, Jerry, you can say good night to everybody.
Yeah, good night, everybody, and love to feel your energy on the line.
And for those of you, many of you are wondering, where is Daphne? Daphne, like, had to retreat for a while. It was just too much doing all this channeling. I'm sure she'll be back. And let's send her all loving energy. And if any of you send me an email that says how much you appreciate her, I will forward it to her. And I know that will make her feel good, okay? Because it's hard for her. She's very, very sensitive. She picks up all the energies around her. When she's channeling it on these lines, she picks up the energies of everyone, of all of you. And, you know, she has a hard time processing it. I feel those energies, and I have more experience processing it, which is why it's easier for me. But she's like a little crystal chandelier, and that it falls apart for her really easily. And so she's rebooting. So thank you all. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Terry. Thank you, Daphne. Thank everyone who's volunteering. And we'll see you Wednesday when you get a chance to submit questions. And everyone's unmuted.
Thank you, Wynn. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That was the end of the replay, and at least we heard it. It didn't have a channeling on it. But in any case, we're going over to Whole Planet Healing. Anyone on BBS listening want to join us? It's 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. You can get the number off the website, wholeplanethealing.com. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you in a moment.